Hello, I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to LA Tenobites' review of the Hollywood premiere of Hitler's Tasters, playing now at Rogue Machine Theater from April 27th to June 3rd, 2024. Well, I'm dropping this review on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. And now on to the review. Hitler's Tasters is not some clever title. It is exactly what this play is about. Hitler had young German girls taste his meals to make sure they weren't poisoned and called it an honor. They sat in a room and waited to make sure the food was safe, treating the little girls like expendable puppets, and there was nothing they could do about it under fascist rule. Hitler's Tasters puts a human face on the victims of a tyrant and shows it is rarely a one-sided affair. While this play's subject matter has the dramatic elements for great drama, and it's a reminder of the evils of tyrants, the writing and lack of ideas doesn't really warrant this 85-minute runtime. This is set during World War II, and the girls are talking about Clark Gable and things of the time, but also using cell phones, which are obviously not part of the time, talking more like modern girls as well. The silly but effective costume design also lets us know this show is a mixture of the past and present, without having to loudly explain it, and I think this was quite effective, one of the better aspects of this show. It's limited in some ways, because the play is set in only one location the entire runtime, and the dramatic part of the show being in this terrible situation is not played up enough. The comedic situations of these all being young girls stuck in a place for a long time, what funny situations can occur in this situation, not played up enough. And the repetition of meals that act like a way to section out the play, very little variety, cut and paste the next moment. This play could have benefited from leaning a little more in any of these directions, but it seems indecisive and safe. Why? They already chose to be unrealistic. Why not go ham? The set is mostly a table, with a tablecloth and fake food added to the table for eating scenes. There was a blaring light used that almost looks heavenly whenever someone comes to visit the girls. It looks ominous, and it heightened the drama of the moment. Those lit moments, possibly my favorite parts of the show, from lighting designers Anne Lynn Dauber and Christina Tang. The acting from this ensemble was good. The best aspect of the show was this group of actresses. I think they played off each other quite well, made clear choices as far as who these characters are, and made it easy to follow because of it. Allie Axelrod, Anna, playing the shy, troubled girl. Olivia Gill, Hilda, the arrogant, popular girl. Paige Savinovich, Liesl, the nerdy girl with a heart. And Caitlin Zambito, Margot, the slightly oblivious party girl. As far as meaty material from them to bite into, when those moments do happen, they pass incredibly quickly. I give Hitler's Tasters a 7.4 out of 10. It's an average show. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.